The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments, you shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You're lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to him in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord. Once there was a little girl who received a very special gift from a friend, and it was a necklace that someone bought and gave the little girl, and the necklace was bought at 99 cents, you know those stores, right? So the little girl treasured that plastic necklace as the treasure of her life. So she went to school, had the necklace around her neck, and she showed off her plastic necklace from 99 cents. Yeah. Her dad, a man somewhat affluent, looked at his little princess and said, "Mi amor, mi princesa, why don't you give me that necklace? And I'll give you something in exchange." And she broke into tears and said, "Daddy, don't ask me for that. That's what is the treasure of my life." So a week passed, and the father came up to the little girl again and said, "Mi reinecita." Trying to coax her with these poetic words in Spanish, huh? Give me that necklace, and I'll give you something better." And once again, with tears, she said, "Daddy, I cannot give up that." So another week passed, and the father came home from work, and the girl, with tears in her eyes, had a fist. She said, "Dad, I've thought about it, and I've decided I will give you my precious pearl necklace." Father says, "Thank you." And he gave the little girl a big hug, took the necklace, went into his room, and opened up, as you say in Spanish, in the caja fuerte, which would be English for a safe. And he opened it up, and he took something out of the caja fuerte, the safe, and told the little girl to come in his room. And he put around the neck of the little girl a pearl necklace worth $5,000. I've got so many stories to tell related to the gospel, but I thought that would probably be the best one for you young people. And you all understand the story. Is that this girl was clinging to a 99-cent necklace, and her father had in the caja fuerte, that safe, a necklace of authentic pearls worth $5,000. I think we can all identify with this girl. Because sometimes we're clinging to certain things that maybe they have some element of goodness, but they're plastic pearls rather than real pearls. Here in California, had the gold miners of the 49, and there was false gold, but true gold too. They say, no todo lo que brilla es diamante, no? Not everything that shines is a diamond. Now, if I wanted to give you a handful of diamonds and you had your hand filled with sawdust, there's no room. Right? I've got some diamonds, and I'm going to give those diamonds to these two girls here. But you got your two hands filled with sawdust. You got to release the sawdust. You can't have sawdust in your hand at the same time room for diamonds. You got to leave the sawdust. Okay, the next story. This is a tearjerker, but it's very apropos to the story of this rich young man, because the gospel is you got this rich young man maybe 20 years old, and he runs up to Jesus and says, "Lord, how can I attain eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Obey the commandments." He says, "I've obeyed the commandments ever since I was young." I was thinking about this today. How many of you, you're not even 20 yet, how many of you can honestly say that you've observed the commandments? None of us. Nor your parents. Nor us. We haven't always obeyed the commandments. So this rich young man was unique. He was like a Dominic Savio or Maria Goretti or a Luis Gonzaga. I mean, he was one out of a million probably. He was good, but he was not good enough. Amen? Jesus always raises the standard. And I try to do it in my programs too. I try to raise the standard high. And if you're jumping, maybe you'll knock over the pole, but keep jumping and eventually you're going to make it. You young people, you're good, but you're not good enough. No offense. I think that I'm trying to be good, but I know I'm not good enough yet. Jesus is always raising the standard higher and higher and higher until we get to heaven. So here's the story. And I'd like you to maybe think about this story because this will be related to your life probably within the next 5 or 6 years. Hopefully within the next 10 years anyway. Maybe you remember this story. About 10 years ago, a woman that was a little bit older, said, "Well, Father, my daughter has a pretty serious problem. I mean, I want her to talk to you." And it was this. The daughter had this. Do you know what the word noviazgo means? Noviazgo? 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 Okay, translated in English, courtship. Is that the best translation? Courtship, you know, a relationship between a girl and a boy that are heading toward marriage. So I set up a time to talk with this girl, and we had a good conversation. She was a Mexican girl, about 29, maybe 30. And she was already a doctor. And given that I have an older brother in my family who's a doctor, you're not going to become a doctor until you're at least 28. You know, residents and everything. 28, if you study hard, okay, you can become a doctor. Usually closer to 30. This girl was a doctor, 28, 29, so obviously very intelligent. So we started to talk and she said, "I have a boyfriend." Yeah, okay, good. Boyfriend. And she said, "My boyfriend is a doctor." Well, sounds pretty good. She said, "My boyfriend is American, Caucasian." Well, nothing wrong with that, I don't think. Right, Derek? But then she said, "My boyfriend, the doctor, is an atheist." Have you learned in confirmation what an atheist is? Mariana, what's an atheist? Someone who doesn't believe in God. I once heard an atheist that said, "I'm an atheist, thanks be to God." Yeah. Like that one? "I'm an atheist, thanks be to God." I like language. So, you know what I told the girl? Some of you know my style. I don't beat around the bush. I tend to be very blunt and to the point. Because I don't believe in wasting time, wasting energy, wasting words. I told the girl, using a New York expression, because being in New York, we got certain idiomatic expression. They come from New York. They said, drop the guy like a hot potato. De Carlo como un papa caliente, if you prefer Spanish, huh? Get the axe, go to home base, or Home Depot, get an axe, and... a nice, sharp axe. End it. Because it's not gonna work. Okay, you're both doctors? Fine. He doesn't believe in God, and you believe in God. What's gonna happen when you got kids? Your kids are gonna end up by being atheists by the time they're 16 or 17. Okay, this was the end of our encounter. The girl looked at me. She said, Father, I know you're right, but I'm not going to do it anyway. Very sad. Very sad. She came to me and I'm pretty busy. I gave her my time. I gave her good advice. And she broke down in tears and said, I know you're right, but I'm not going to do it anyway. Where she is now, I have no idea. I haven't seen her since. This is about 10 years ago. She was clinging to a person that she should never be clinging to as a boyfriend. Most of you in your life, most of you will be called to the married life. Most of you. That is the most common vocation, is to fall in love, and because of this transgender society, you girls fall in love with boys, as the way it should be, and boys fall in love with girls, you heard me, okay? And then you get married in the church, not in Las Vegas. Your future husband will give you probably a ring from 99 cents, okay? I didn't say 98 cents, but 99, because there's a 98 one too, right? Well, maybe you'll give you something. Hey, maybe you like the pearl necklace. He'll give you a diamond ring. And then you get married to church. And I've said this to those who are confused on this topic. Are you listening? Are you? If you're with the wrong person, you're never going to meet the right person. I say this and this floors the people. They're like this. Se quede callado, huh? It's the simplest thing, but the most important thing. If you're with the wrong person, you're never going to meet the right person. So you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And I'm saying, when you young people, you know, have your college degree, okay, then start to look for boyfriends or girlfriends after you have your college degree. Amen? Or oh me. Amen. Then once you find the right person that God has placed in your path, that is the pearl of infinite price. That is true wisdom. You read on wisdom, right? And the gospel is wisdom too. Because wisdom is this, encountering God. But we encounter God in people too. We encounter God in persons, places, circumstances. And for me as a priest, marriage would have been a very beautiful vocation. Because you know why? Very rarely does this happen. I came from a good family. A very good family. No complaints. But I thought The pearl of infinite price is to become a priest because I can place Jesus on the altar. That's wisdom for me. Marriage is a very beautiful vocation, but if I can become a priest, I can celebrate Mass and give people the pearl of infinite price. And I can say, absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Reconciling souls to God. So my friends, the gospel today in the first reading is very clear. The message is wisdom. What is wisdom? True wisdom is encountering God in your lives. God loves all of you very, very much. The gospel today says that Jesus looked at this young man with love. Yes? Jesus is looking at all of you with great love. I'm not saying this to be a poet. He's looking at you with love. And if you read literature, Derek likes to read literature, so do I. Literature, one of the common themes is love, but love not corresponded to, as we have in Romeo and Juliet, right? Of Shakespeare. Love, yes, but love is a two-way street. I can say, I want to be your friend, and you turn your back on me. It's over. I can say, I want to be your friend, and you turn your back on me. The friendship is over. We can do the same thing as the rich young man did in the gospel today. He turned his back on Jesus Christ. That's the biggest tragedy of the gospel today. So Jesus is inviting all of you to a love relationship. Please say yes. The only way we're going to be happy in our lives is when we say yes to a deep, loving relationship with Jesus. The founder of Opus Dei says there are four steps in a relationship with Jesus. Four steps. And they are seeking for Christ, finding Christ, cultivating friendship with Christ, and loving Christ. Let's try to do that in our lives. Let's seek for Christ. Let's encounter Him. Let's cultivate this friendship. And let's love Him. If you do that, you're going to be happy in this life and happy with God for all eternity. Amen.